There is a gentle swell and the sun is shining out over Flinders Bay in Augusta. Brad Adams and a crew of fishermen, boat operators and divers are using a crane to lift a large blue tub onto the back of a boat. They're moving slow and steady because the tub is filled with 8,400 baby abalone. They're each about the size of a 50-cent piece. The abalone is being loaded up to be taken out into the bay because this is the first commercial scale release of the abalone onto Brad's man-made reef. He's using 5,000 hollow concrete domes to create a habitat for the mollusks. He's the managing director of Ocean Grown Abalone, which is the first wild farm in WA, and as of today, it's officially up and running. Here's Brad to explain.
So we're in right in Flinders Bay now. You're out on the boat with us, and we're about to release our first lot of abalone on the commercial trial, on the commercial expansion plans. So we're heading out to our main lease now, which is 100 acres, so giving us a total of 300 acres. The reason we're in Flinders Bay and the reason it works here so well for us is because we've got an island chain to the west of us which blocks all the swell energy. So as you know, down in the southwest here we cop some pretty severe storm events, and this island chain here actually takes the energy out of the swell and creates that perfect environment for the greenleaf abalone and also our reefs. So if we're exposed to, say, 12 metre swells coming through, it actually smashes our reefs up. Being in the bay here, it never gets over more than 3 or 4 metres, so it's quite a good area. And we're also surrounded by seagrass beds here, and that provides the food for the abalone. So when we have swell and tide and wind, that actually breaks the food off the seagrass beds, which is like a red algae that the abalone like to eat. And it's drifting along the bottom, and it passes our reefs, and our reefs actually trap that weed, and the abalone are feeding on that weed all the time.
And that acts as the food there.
Yeah, okay. So there's lots of food there for the abalone. So the abalone that we've done the trials on have grown very well, and we're getting the same sort of growth rates they get in the wild, which tells me that we're in the right spot to do what we're doing with this ranching. So.
And how many do we have in this first load here?
This first load we're putting out 8,300 abs. I expect to lose up to half of them over the next 3 years before harvest. And that'll allow us to harvest around about a tonne and a half of abalone from this first release. So we're only taking out the one bin today, but in 2 weeks' time when we scale it up, once we've made sure there's no problems with the design that we've got, we'll be putting out about 43,000 abs every couple of weeks.
As we stand on the deck, one of Brad's divers, Mark, is on the ocean floor attaching the abalone to the man-made reef. We touch base with him over the radio to talk through the process.
I am attaching our ab release units to each one of our modules, and each module will have 2 units on them. So I've got the boy sending them down from the surface, and I manually take them off the rope, grab the modules, swim them to each one, and basically clip them in the inside of a module. And then 2 days later, we'll come along again and take the lids off each of the release units and let the abs crawl out on their own accord. They'll just swim out when they're ready and put themselves where they want to be.
This farm is a bit of a test and a model as to what the abalone industry could look like. Brad says using man-made reefs to grow abalone using natural food sources is pretty much as close as you can get to a wild catch. He says the wild farm allows for consistency and could contribute to an expanding export and hopefully domestic market. Here's Brad again.
Most of our product will be going for export. I do really believe that we can develop a strong local domestic market for abalone. It's just that Australians aren't used to eating abalone because they've always perceived them as being highly expensive and all the rest of it. But I do believe there's a pretty strong entree market there for abalone. It just hasn't been exploited yet. And I'm hoping that the product we're producing will be able to exploit that market.
And if you've got an avenue to get a consistent product, that it'll be
absolutely
more accessible.
And that's one of our aquaculture advantages. So we've got a wild caught product. It's the same as the wild caught product, except we've got the aquaculture advantage, which is consistency of supply. We're not limited by quota, and we're not limited by times of years and regulations. We can actually supply the market with the product they want, when they want it, how they want it.